The next question. Must children be influenced to feel inappropriate? Guest. Good morning, and thank you so very much, Esther and Jerry and Abraham. It's been about 10 months since I was exposed to the first recording, and my life has changed. And my question is, where have you been all my life? Abraham, in vibrational escrow, just on the other side of the curtain, waiting for it to open. Guest, of course, I knew that answer because I listened to your tapes nonstop, so to speak. But here it is. The last conversation we had, I said I didn't want to come back here, and you said, huh, tough luck, you have no choice. Abraham, you are paraphrasing, of course. Guest, yes. Abraham, well, that is really what we meant. You were right. Guest, yes. So, before we came, I said, I want to come to this life, to this world, and line up with this vibration and create this fabulous life. And then I come here, like you said, and then we end up in this, many times, not always, incredible negative environment that makes us, or however this works, forget all these wonderful things we knew before we came. So I'm, Abraham, we understand. We have this conversation from time to time with people, and we always appreciate it when there's someone very intense in this thought that gives us an opportunity to maybe say it in new ways. Before you came forth into this physical body, you were not so much saying, I'm going to jump into this time-space reality, and I'm going to be able to find my way within a harsh environment. You felt utterly eager to jump in. You felt utterly confident. It's the difference between that feeling of sure-footedness, that feeling of confidence and eagerness, and that feeling of fear. So, it's hard for you to remember confidence from a place of fear, or to remember exhilaration and passion from a place of anger. They are different vibrations. We could talk a long time, and we could not really make any headway, because when you are in the place of seeing the world as a hard place, or a negative place, or an evil place, or as an uncomfortable place, or an unkind place, when that has been what you have been focused upon, and with good reason, we're certainly not suggesting that you made it up just to be hard on yourself, you cannot hear these words about the other. Yet, we keep wanting to tell you to at least accept, at face value, that you really were in this vibration of eagerness when you made the decision to come forth into physical. So you say, okay, I get that. I was eager then. I wanted to come forth. Why did it change? And we want to say to you that it changed because you were surrounded by others who had already forgotten that the way they feel matters, who had already begun to use outside circumstances and outside guidance to help them make the decisions about how they would gravitate with their thoughts. Esther turned on the television, checking out the new satellite dishes in the new monster bus a day or two ago, and saw a television psychologist counseling a young man. It was so brutal that Esther had to turn off the TV. This counselor was badgering this young man, who, as a young boy, had sexual intimacy with another child. Then, years later, he had lied about it on a lie detector, and now he was being badgered. Why would he not admit his evil and his wrongdoing? Because admitting must surely be the first stage in all that. Esther just walked away from it and turned it off. She thought, there are so many rules and so many mindsets of the way you should behave, so many people ready to stand and judge you as inappropriate if you do not jump through their hoops in the way that they think that they need you to so that they can feel better. So many people have gotten so separated from their own sense of well-being. Esther wished that she could jump inside the television and just put her arms around this young boy and say, don't listen to them, you're not bad. She wanted so much to tell him, they don't know who you are. Don't listen to them. So our answer to you is that so many of you have begun to listen to those in, quote, authority around you, rather than listening to the guidance that you were born with. Now, the next logical question would be, well, shouldn't it be set up differently? Shouldn't our guidance come through clearer? And we say that your guidance is very clear. You know what feels good. You know what feels bad. You can reach back to some of your earliest memories and remember that first gut-wrenching feeling that you got when somebody was pointing to you and calling you inappropriate. We would imagine that many of you could sit down and make a list of those kind of experiences where, little by little, someone tried to convince you that you were not good. And in every case, it was someone who had already convinced themselves that they were not good, you see? So, what we want to say is that you were born with guidance. And now, what we're hearing from so many of you is, but why didn't I use the guidance I was born with? But rather than saying, why didn't I use the guidance I was born with, we would much rather hear from you, I'm going to begin to use the guidance that I was born with. And then what happens is that you then stand in this powerful place where you have extracted all this contrasting experience that has launched incredible rockets of desire into your future. And now, as you come into alignment, most of you, in nearly every case, say, Every bit of that stuff that yesterday I said was horrible, I now feel appreciation for because it gave me the clarity to desire. Now I am the receiver of that which I have desired, and my life is more because of it than it would have been otherwise. So the conversation that we want to have with you is not about whether the system is right or not. It is. The conversation we want to have with you is, how can I, in my now, close the gap between my asking and receiving? How can I become so entrusting of the laws of the universe and so aware of my own vibrational countenance that I can get into this place where I could just expect well-being to flow to me? When you get into that place, that eagerness returns. That is exactly how the little ones feel. Watch them. Jerry and Esther were in a Subway sandwich shop in Oregon. Esther was in line waiting her turn. Jerry had taken a seat in one of the booths and was enjoying his moment while watching Esther in the line and also watching a family waiting in the line ahead of her. This was a father and a mother, the mother holding a small one, and a little girl who looked to be about 4 years old. So the little girl feels Jerry's appreciation of her and turns and looks at him and smiles. He smiles back. Then she sneaks behind the counter and peeks around at him, and then he hides behind his hat. And then she sneaks around again, and he hides behind the table. And then she meows like a cat, and he barks like a dog. Her parents now have their sandwiches, and they're taking them to go. And while her parents are looking the other way, the little girl rushes up to Jerry, but he does not stand up. She hugs his shoulder, lays her head right on him, gives him just a squeeze, and then off she goes. And Esther said, she's still in that place of knowing well-being. She's in vibrational alignment with who she is, and she recognized a vibrational equivalent. She's tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and apparently lives in an environment where she has not been taught to stay away from strangers. Strangers are bad. She apparently lives in an unguarded environment where she is still able to follow her heart. So we do not care if you're 3 or 4, still following your heart, and then you forget how to do that for a while, and then you rediscover, because the feeling of coming back into alignment with who you are is an undeniable experience. And once you consciously make it, you never have to leave it again, you see? So the question that we're really hearing is, why does it happen? We say, stuff happens. You say, but shouldn't it be different? And we say, no, it's perfect. And you say, but shouldn't my guidance system have been stronger? And we say, it is as strong as it ever needs to be. It is not a controller, it is guidance. You say, but shouldn't I have been born into a better environment? We say, you would not be who you are if you had been. You say, but shouldn't it have been easier along the way? We say, yes, but that was up to you. You say, but shouldn't it be easier now? And we say, yes, but that is up to you. In other words, we can sit here today and continue the struggle the rest of your physical life, or we can say, let's make peace with it.